What did you put on top of the bed?
Well, they had counterpanes. They were white and usually, now I don't know, there might have been other colors, but that's the kind my mother had, but it wore out a long time ago. Then they had coverlets. Now there's something you can treasure if you had one of them. And I know a family that has one of my nieces. She has two of them. And there was another one. There were three children in the family, and they got, each one had a coverlet, woven, you know, woven on a loom.
Oh, so that's a woven thing.
Sir?
That's woven. A coverlet is woven.
Coverlet. Coverlet is what they call it. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had one. I'd display it as proud as if it was worth $1 million. Mm-hmm. And it would be worth money, sure enough, mm-hmm. if you want to sell one. If I had one, certainly wouldn't be for sale.
Did you have, would they be warm enough to keep you warm in the winter?
Oh, yes, we'd have quilts, you know, plenty of quilts. They were made to have a top and a lining, and then the fitting was cotton, usually cotton that was ginned. Well, it was ginned, all of it. But I mean, usually at home there, Mother would say, now save some of the scrap cotton for me, bring home some of it. And she had cards, what you call cards. And she wore vests out of that cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I don't know what ever happened to the cards. And moving around, I don't know, you lose things and don't hardly know what did go with them. And there's wood on one side and had a handle. And then on the other side is wire, kind of wire teeth. Well, you took that, you know, and put the cotton on one side and took the other bed, and then you carded it and shaped it into a bed. It'd be about, Mother'd make them about that long. And I made them too, but I never could make them like she did. She'd make them all, she'd get them all the same size, and I'd get some larger than the other. Well, however, you could use them in the lining and the quilt. As for the fitting, that was the fitting between the top and the lining. And we used to take the better part of old dresses and things and make quilts, you know, quilt tops, flower sack linings. We used to get flour in cloth sacks. And we did that sometimes at home there just for pastime during the winter, you know. We didn't have any radio or television.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time we didn't have a telephone. Now when we got a telephone, we in Dunbar community. But that brought us a lot of joy,
mm-hmm.
pleasure.
What did you use to put your head on? A single pillow or in making the bed, did you have a long pillow or small ones? Or?
Well, we had some both. Now the long ones, they're about that long. I still have two. They call them bolsters.
Uh-huh.
Now, I still have two of them that my mother made. And I have two pairs of pillows.
And did you ever hear of something that you would put on a bed to make it look nice to cover the pillows?
Yes, they call them shams, pillow shams.
I see.
They're made of thinner material, I'd say something like bleaching, some of them. And they would have designs on them, you know, from starch and iron them, and set the pillows up, you know, on the bed and spread them over. Of course, now we just lay them down and put the spread over them. I think it's neater, too.
They were, the pillow shams were just sort of ornaments, were they just kind of ornamental?
Yes. Yeah, just take them off at night, you know. Mm-hmm. Starch and iron, and spread them up over the pillow, set the pillows up straight.
I see. Suppose a child came to visit you and you didn't have enough room, you didn't have a bed for him, how would he sleep?
Oh, well, now we made them beds. We made them feather beds I slept on. Do you listen to the Grand Ole Opry?
I haven't for a long time.
Well, Little Jimmy Dickens.
When I travel around, I miss it.
Little Jimmy Dickens, you've heard of him, I imagine.
Yes.
And he had the cutest, funniest song. It was about sleeping at the foot of the bed. Well, now, he said he's just 4 feet and 11 inches tall. I think he must have made up the song.